This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 284 for Friday, February 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Although ICE canola futures are lower on Friday, a broker says the Canadian oilseed remains relatively strong when compared to weaker product values. At the final settlement, the May canola contract gives up $7 at $651.10 per ton, and the July contract is down $6.80 at $658.10 per ton. Pressure on canola is coming from losses in the Chicago soy complex, especially sharp declines in soy oil. European rapeseed is lower as well, but there are increases in Malaysian palm oil. Modest pullbacks in crude oil are weighing on the vegetable oils. The broker also says the trade is getting fed up with the flip-flops over United States tariffs. Reports say President Donald Trump has opened the door again to pushing back his tariffs to April. Meanwhile, uncertainty over U.S. biofuel tax credits continue to weigh on the oilseeds. Canola was excluded in the latest changes to the biofuel tax credits made in January, and the Trump administration has yet to indicate their intentions towards the credits. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports for the week ending February 23rd of nearly 175,000 tons are largely unchanged from last week, and year-to-date exports of 6.02 million tons are almost twice those this time last year. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.17 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 69.34. In correcting yesterday's report on the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Outlook Form, planted corn acres for 2025-26 are projected to be 94 million, 3.4 million more than the previous year. Total U.S. planted wheat acres are to come in at 47 million, up 900,000 from last year. Planted soybean acres are at 84 million, down 3.1 million. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange rates Argentina's soybean crop at 24% excellent, up 7 points on the week. For Argentina corn, the exchange says it's up 2 points at 21% excellent. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday afternoon. The May contract gives up 11.5 cents at 10.26 per bushel. May soy oil drops 1.23 cents at 44.12 cents per pound. May soy meal is unchanged at $300.20 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn pulls back 11.5 cents at $6.49.5 per bushel. May oats lose 4 cents at $3.69. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago May is down 7 cents at $5.56. Kansas City May gives up 12 cents at $5.73. And Minneapolis May loses 6 cents at $5.99. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, February 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.